Part 23, Chapter 2. Winter had come to Denver, but the cold wind and snow flurries could not dampen the elation of Brown Limper Staffer. The new banknote had arrived. A packet of them lay on his desk, and four of them were spread out before him. How beautiful! They were bright yellow, printed on one side, and there, right in the middle, was an oval picture of Brown Limper. What an awful lot of trouble they had had getting that picture. Brown Limper had tried innumerable poses, facing this way and that. He had tried countless expressions, frowning or scowling, but none of these would do. Lars Thorensen had finally had to give him a hand. Lars had explained that it was the beard that was wrong. Brown Limper had a black mustache and beard, and whereas the mustache was all right, the beard was thin and scraggly. So the thing to do was shave off the beard and trim the mustache until it was a bushy tuft just under the nose. That was the sort of mustache the great military hero Hitler had had, and so it must be correct. Then there had been the problem of a proper costume. Nobody seemed to find anything proper. General Smith came to the rescue. He had heard one of his men report that there was an old graveyard that had air-sealed coffins in it. Several had been dug up, looking for a corpse that had been properly dressed, but after more than 1,000 years, the fabric wouldn't hold together. The only outcome of all that was a sickness that had hit the Brigantes. Two had died, and a doctor passing through had said it was formaldehyde poisoning, whatever that was. Somebody had finally found a bolt of gray cloth in a basement that didn't tear very much, and somebody else had found a pattern that said chauffeur's uniform on it, and some Brigante women had sewn it up. They had also found a black visored cap that lasted long enough for the picture. Smith had a handful of jewelry he'd found, which Brown Limper knew couldn't possibly be rubies or diamonds and was probably colored glass, and they'd put that on the left breast of the coat so he would have medals. The final posing was solved by using a picture Lars had of somebody called Napoleon, also a great military hero of ancient man. The pose had the fingers of one hand tucked into the coat edge on the breast. MacAdam had been a bit difficult. He had asked Brown Limper whether this was what he really wanted by way of a portrait, and Brown Limper had been cross about it. After all that trouble, of course that was what he wanted. So here was the new banknote at last. It was a 100-credit note. MacAdam had said he could only print one denomination, and it had to be 100 credits. Brown Limper realized that that made this a far more important bill. It had the bank name on it. It was only printed in English and no other tribal language. And right there, loud and clear, it said, 100 American credits. And it said, valid for the payment of public and private debts in America. One of the conditions MacAdam had made was that all earlier money in the country be collected up and exchanged for these new bills. It was hard to do because the earlier issue was a 1-credit banknote and this American issue was a 100-credit banknote. But the dream of having all Tyler notes gone was so alluring. Brown Limper had made up the differences in exchange out of his own pocket.